And this is Tony Venuti. Well, welcome, folks. This is the Ex-Conservative Radio Hour with Tony Venuti coming to you from Tucson, Arizona. And we're going to be picketing the media. And I just have to shut off this commercial on my chat site. There we go. Okay. Hey, I haven't done this in a while. I've got over 600 shows that I did from 2009 to 2012, last year, having been a publisher of Arizona Tourist News, and then I lost my business. But long story short, right now we're going to explain the power of 10 to you. We're going to explain to you how this will work. It's a very simple concept. It's mathematical. It's exponential growth. Aren't you just tired of who died and left them boss? Don't you think the media is more in tune to making us think and behave in a certain manner than giving us the truth? Aren't you fed up? The power of 10 is going to take back the message, folks. It's going to take back the message that the media has. McCarthy was not wrong. Joe McCarthy was not wrong, and I've been watching it through the eyes of a child as the pop culture, the promoters of bad behavior. Hey, and there's Patriot Greg. Greg, God bless you, man. Haven't seen you since I've done the show. At any rate, welcome to Tony doing a 30-minute review daily and trying to get people motivated on the power of 10, picketing the media. If you can imagine 10 people, no more than 10 people, we're not going to be a fly on the wall. We're going to be a hornet's nest at the beach. We're going to be a hornet's nest at the picnic. But we're going to do so in a manner that's adult, in a manner that speaks to adult behavior, not spoiled brats like Occupy Wall Street radicals or anarchists. This isn't about anarchy, folks. This is about taking back, which is ours. And we first have to start with the truth, the truth that's been maligned by the mainstream media for so very long. We're going to take back that message. We're going to have 10 people at every single media outlet within 90 days. It's going to grow because of the 11th person. The power of 10 is a very simple concept. It has to do with tenacity. It has to do with conviction. It has to do with, I know what I'm doing is right. All we're going to do is probably have a funeral procession to begin with. I'm going to put together 10 vehicles at least and have a little procession around an NBC outlet, an ABC outlet, or a CBS outlet. We can work on Fox and all the others, but you know what? Let's not let perfection be the enemy of good. People are always telling me, how come you don't have Fox on that list? Well, you know what? If it wasn't for Fox, we wouldn't be getting any truth. And besides, we're going to work on the 80-20 rule. The 20% that do the 80% of the damage. The 20% that do the 80% of the damage. And that's CBS, NBC, and ABC. Hey, Vito, nice to see you, pal. Long time no see. We're going to have, you know, check it out. This is how it grows. Like, you know, a snowball, if you're on top of a hill in the wintertime playing as a kid, and you've got a little snowball that you want to make into a snowman, and you think because you're on a hill, all you can do is push that little snowball down the hill, and that little snowball will grow into bigger balls so that you can make a snowman out of it? Well, at first, you got to nudge it along, don't you? When you're going downhill, you have to nudge it along. At a certain point, the weight of that snowball gets big enough that the weight alone carries it. And with each revolution, the snowball gets dramatically bigger, as much as twice. I believe it squares on itself if you do the math. Any mathematicians around? Natural law, math and God, baby, and truth. How's that? All pretty synonymous? Really is. I think mathematics is the language of God. Huh? What do you think of that? After all, right is right and wrong is wrong. Up is up and down is down. But let's take it to the ridiculous. The bottom line is December 11th, I'm going to be at one of the studios, probably NBC. Well, I know it's going to be NBC. This is the first time I mentioned it. I haven't been telling people for the past month because I don't want these media outlets to get too much advance notice to get their, how shall I say, operations in gear. I'd rather be surprising them than them surprising me. But the bottom line is it's no big deal either way, is it? So we're going to be at NBC, KBOA in Tucson. I'm going to have, I've got about a half dozen people committed, but I'm sure I'm going to have 10 people. And quite frankly, there may be as many as 6 to 20 other groups nationwide that have already sort of committed. And what I mean by sort of, they've committed to me verbally, but I haven't tied it down. I haven't said something like, hey, Vito, hey, Patriot, hey, Greg, you said you were going to do it, right? Right. Well, you are going to do it, right? Right. Well, where are you going to start, Greg? Are you going to, which one are you going to be at? Okay, what's your plan? What do you got in mind? You know, with that conversation, I'll be able to tell that person's absolute commitment. From that, I don't know right yet, but I'll be gathering up those commitments. I've been collecting phone numbers and emails from these people that have indicated interest, and I'll be talking with them verbally and sort of wrapping things down for the first slotted day. Now, notice that word I use, slotted day. I'm going to use the word group and slot. One person needs to commit to 3 days a month doing this month in and month out. 3 days where we spend at least 4 hours. I was originally thinking 10, but no one's going to sit at a media outlet for 10 hours. So I had to drop back to my thinking and do at least 4 hours. A scheduled time that you can reliably come every 10 days. Now, you know, people have a life. They have to live. They have to be concerned with this, to make money, etc. I understand that. The bottom line is, as long as someone's there every 10 days, once it starts, no more than 10 people, whether it's 2, whether it's 4, whether it's 6, whether it's 10. But my feeling is anyone that's committing to me needs to commit to either being there or to find a surrogate in their place. This way, once I get 10 people to a slot, or to a group. Now remember, if there's one outlet, and then there's a second outlet, and a third outlet, you've got essentially the need for complete saturation to the power of 10, 300 committed people in a given city that would be able to successfully saturate 10 media, 3 media outlets every day of the week. Day in and day out, in and day out. Now, I'm going to tell you how this is going to go down because I can see these things. I've been thinking through this. I can see this happening as if I can touch it. I can see it to touch it. Using the logical progression of thought, I can see how this will work. But I'll tell you what's going to happen because I can see that too. I can see the resistance we're going to get via indifference. Indifference from the media that says, no one's going to know they're out there. No one's going to know about this, so no one's going to get excited about joining them because we're going to ignore them. They'll go away. Actually, they won't even think that. The first day when the people at KVOA look out the window and see Tony and a few of his friends with flags are waving and some other surprises that I haven't been able to tie down yet, but I hope hopefully I'll be able to get it together. But when they see us outside, they're going to think, oh, what's that about? Probably send the security guard to say, hey, man, what are you guys doing? Oh, we're picketing to the power of 10. And here's my one pager that I will speak no more. Here's my one pager that I will speak no more about. They want to talk to me. They can interview me live. I've got a one-pager that simply states what it is exactly we're going to do, how we're going to live it. They're going to come back in. The security guard is going to say, yeah, you know, they're just doing this picketing thing. They don't like you guys. Oh, yeah, okay, they'll go away. Yeah. Well, 10 days later, minimum, if not another group starting on the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, or 9th day, because, again, slots, remember? They're going to see me again in 10 days. They're going to look at me and they're going to go, Jesus, he's back again. What's all this about? The third time it's done, they're going to say, man, this guy's not going away. Now, remember, in between of the media not reporting on us, whether it's the KVOA studios or others' studios not reporting on us. We know damn well social network is going to be the whole nine yards, right? At some point, whether it's the third time, the fourth time, the fifth time, I don't care if it's the 15th time, because it's all about tenacity. Someone's going to report on it. Somebody's going to camera into my face or the face of others around the country, and they're going to say, what are you doing? And we're going to get a pager again. And that one pager should be read to you, and I'm going to read it to you right now. It's really pretty. Think about it. American traditional culture. What is that? What's the glue that held American traditional culture? Would it be family? Would it be the church? Of course it would be. Of course it would be. But you see, some time ago, back, probably even before my time, but back in the 50s when I was growing up as a kid, I didn't know about Joe McCarthy back then. My father was probably reading on him. He always had his head in the newspaper. But he spoke to the devouring of our country's values by things that are in Hollywood and the media. He understood the homosexual political revolution. You know, Marshall McLuhan stated, the medium is the message. The medium is the message. Each medium controls the message. Contemporary media outlets such as NBC, ABC, CBS manipulate the message in order to spread an insidious pop culture mantra which opposes American values of family and religion. That's my first paragraph of this one pager. I'm continuing. In defense of the independent, self-reliant American spirit, we stand strong against the pop culture media. The American culture, the fabric which has held together by the glue which is the church and the family, our American moral compass has been usurped and replaced by pop culturists who deem evil as sexy and fun. I mean, really, isn't that what pop culture does? They made, forget mischievous, they made trouble seem sexy and fun. I'll continue. I don't want to digress more than I already am. The media's long-established relationship with the CIA as far back as the 40s, see Operation Mockingbird, has not departed from its purpose of controlling the message. The message is controlled by controlling those who impart information to the public at large. The media's task is to be a check on the government's denial of liberties, not to be a defender of government's attempt at controlling we the people. I think they call that propaganda, don't they? The power of 10 in the math equation Okay, I'm back on, folks. Hope you can hear me now. Thank you for calling. Tony for calling. I'm calling. Back to the ex-conservative Reddy Aura speaking about the power of 10 as we pick at the media. I was reading from my one-pager. I'm going to start all over again. This is the one-pager that I will give to media representatives when they come out to me and others around the country. And the media one-pager says, I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take this anymore. Marshall McLuhan stated, the medium is the message. Each medium controls the message. Contemporary media outlets such as NBC, ABC, CBS manipulate the message in order to spread an insidious pop culture mantra which opposes American values of family and religion. In defense of the independent, self-reliant American spirit, we stand strong against the pop culture media. The American culture, the fabric of which was held together by the glue of church and family, our American moral compass has been usurped and replaced by the pop culturists who deem evil as sexy and fun. The media's long-established relationship with the CIA as far back as the 40s, such as Operation Mockingbird, has not departed from its purpose of controlling the message. The message is controlled by controlling those who impart information to the public at large. The media's task is to be a check on the government's denial of liberties, not to be a defender of government's attempt of controlling we, the people. The power of 10 and the math its equation represents tell it all. We, the people of this great and wonderful land we call the United States of America, will not relinquish our duty to uphold the Constitution of these United States. 1 million people divided by 10 will each represent one government. Supported media outlet each will hold you to account. Federal arbitrators of truth and objectivity have decreed that only the federal government in the hands of the correctly thinking adults is to be validated. Sarcasm notwithstanding, the mediocrity is simply a description of such an elitist behavior that we, the people, will stand in opposition to in the state-run media complex. We, the people, will no longer stand for the demonization of its citizens, the Tea Party, or any other constitutionally defined group of organization. We are holding you, the media, to account. Conservatism isn't radical. The liberal politics that tip the canoe of liberty must be righted, and we, the people, to the power of 10, will be not a fly on the wall, but a hornet's nest at the picnic. We pledge to be part of this first nationwide media protest movement in order to change the adverse conversation being perpetuated we the people by they the media. We will not stand down. And there I have it. Greg, will you give me an okay if I'm still on, if you can still hear me? Did that come across okay? I don't see any other type in itself. I believe I'm back on. Is that correct? Does anybody hear me? Hello? I'm typing, hear me? Do you hear me? Now, see, I'm going to address something right now. And I guess, you know, I've been at this for 4 or 5 years on Facebook and Blog Talk Radio talking about picking the media. I never sought to have a call of action until most recently. In the past 3 or 4 months, I saw an uptick in the amount of limited feedback I would still get regarding the idea. It's uncanny to me, because I've been thinking about it for this long, why more people aren't jumping. I mean, there's a lot of people that are protesting on the passes, and they stand out on a street corner, and they do everything nice to wave their flags, and all that's really good, whether you're Tea Party or not. I don't care about that Tea Party. I care about conservatives that are willing to support constitutional republics, such as America's founding principles. Now, if that's a Tea Party group, I'll be with them. Am I going to join it and pay dues? Probably not, because I'm a bit of a rogue kind of player. The bottom line is, if it's, who cares what we call it? You know, the duck is the duck, duck. But I'll tell you what I can't understand that I'm finally coming to realize now. Do you remember when the polls before Obama was voted in president, we'd hear polls like, oh, yeah, 50% like Obama, 50% white folk like Obama. And we'd say to ourselves, no, man, I know they're just saying that. They won't vote that way. They're just saying that because of the pollsters. They don't want to be embarrassed because it wasn't socially acceptable. Well, I believe picketing the media is not socially acceptable. I believe people just don't have the courage to stand alone with the spotlight turned on them as someone that's going to picket the media. But believest, the rain starts making people wet, where their raincoat or their umbrella doesn't prevent them from feeling the rain. When the bad news of everything that Obama is doing starts to affect, what metaphor? It's the economy, right? When it affects your money pocket with this health care, you see, I think this health care thing, this is either going to be a grab for blind, for absolute, with the crisis that he is creating. It's going to be either a takeover of absolute power via the crisis he created with healthcare, or it's going to be a big drop back for liberalism for 20 to 40 years. But just like communism in Vietnam, where Ho Chi Minh saying, hey, we'll never give up, we'll always win because we believe in our ideology. I fear that's true with liberalism. Liberalism is now a religion. It's now it's a mental illness. It's collectivism. It's a belief system. It's not knowing. It's the zeal to believe, not the fear of knowledge. It's the zeal to believe because it's all about feel good. It's all about what the in crowd told them all these years through the pop culture, through the media, through it all. I've been watching this as a child. No kidding. I've been watching this as a child from the age of 6, 7, 8, 9 to, you know, I wish I could actually remember from which I would start remembering. All I know, I was very young. And, you know, kids are pretty bright when they get, what, 6, 7, 8, 9, they can start really thinking, and I was pretty bright. But I was wondering to myself as I saw the pop culture take hold. My mother would send me and my two brothers to church, and I said, Ma, how come you're not coming with us? And she says, well, you know, I'm divorced. I'm excluded from the church. I always thought that was just, you know, a handy excuse for her, and I've come to probably realize that was probably true, but that's all right, be that as it may. But the bottom line is we'd go to church, and we'd skip church, you know, because, come on, church is pain. I've got to sit there patient and stand still and be nice and quiet. Oh, God, wasn't anything I felt like doing. So we would, you know, I mean, we did go to church quite often because we couldn't get away with sneaking every time. We had our Friday afternoon catechism class, the whole bit. So I was up on it. I knew what I was doing when I was skipping church. And I remember thinking, what's it going to be like in 3 years, in 5 years, as I grow older, when I'm 30, when I'm 40 years old? I can't see the popularity of people wanting to go to church becoming something that is diminishing as I'm experiencing it. So I said to myself, is this pop culture thing with Hollywood and movies? And the thing about pop culture in the 50s, though, was that we saw a pretty good representation of what a man is, what a patriot is. Liberalism and all that Marxist messaging didn't really get into the pop culture until well into the 60s, into the early 60s with the music and of course, the civil rights movement and all like that, and the politics to where people like John Wayne and John Stewart and all those heroes that let a child, a boy, understand what it was to be an American. I grew up not having much, but I really believed I did have much because I was an American. I understood that because of the movies. I remember thinking that I don't have as much as my friends across the street. And my mother's favorite saying was, instead of no, it would be, we'll see. If it was maybe a yes, we'll see. Money doesn't grow on trees. The world doesn't owe you a living is what I grew up with. But I remember thinking of those movies. I was really happy to be an American. I really thought I was something. Kids across the street that had everything seemed to not know they had what they had. They took things for granted. I would often say to myself, are these kids going to be running the country who don't have any kind of principles and morals or any kind of behavior? I could just see it. I could just see it. Folks, we got about 5 minutes left. Hey, it's a little strange. I've been, you know, I did 600 shows, and Greg, God bless you, baby. Thought about you many times, see you from time to time. Patriot Greg, gosh, if he hasn't listened to hundreds of my shows, he hasn't listened to one of them. But December 11th, mark your calendar and motivate. I really want others to join me. It's about not going to work. Every 10 days, I'm going to be at a media outlet, the same one, over and over and over and over and over again. I'm going to go under it, around it, through it, over it. see it, to touch it. Folks, we have to take back our message. If we are to do anything, you know, give me a battle. Give me one example of a battle in war where the first goal wasn't to take out the enemy's communication. Their first object is always, you know, I wore a PRK 25 in Vietnam on my back. And when you're walking out in that field, you can believe that the first thing the enemy looks for is an antenna, not for a captain's bars on his collar or that kind of thing. They see that antenna, they're taking it out, because what is somebody without the ability to communicate? What would liberalism be like without Hollywood? What would liberalism be like without the media? What would liberalism, come on, Tony, what would liberalism be like with truth being front? Truth is a light that shines on the darkness of liberalism that wants to keep us in that dark. Don't you get it? Power of certainty. You gotta know who you are. And going away, we start this thing in ending. Now I'm gonna come back to day henceforth, same time. This is Tony Venuti. V-E-N-U-T-I. Come ask me. I'm easy to find. All you trolls out there, let me tell you something. You scum. You're the darkness of the earth. Don't you just love trolls? A lot of people are afraid of being found out about. They don't want to be ridiculed. Really? Sticks and stones will break my bones. Names will never hurt me, pal. Thank you very much for joining Tony Venuti's Power of 10 Pick at the Media on the Ex-Conservative Radio. I'll see you all tomorrow. Remember, make it happen, okay? Hey, thanks a lot, man. Bye-bye.